Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, I thought by now we'd all be talking about Top Gun 2, right? We're in July. You know, we've got the Top Gun music that always is on the bumper. Man, how many great movies have we not seen this year? I've been waiting for James Bond. That was supposed to be out in March. Tenet, I guess, is the new one from Christopher Nolan. That's kind of the sequel to, what was the other one called? The dream one.
Inception.
Yes. That's supposed to be out. Doesn't look like that's going to be happening anytime soon. There's some big blockbusters, man, and I want to see those on the big screen. I don't want to see them on my big screen at home, but it's still, you know, nice to watch. But holy cow. But anyway, thinking about that, I was listening to the bumper music here for Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman in here in the chair for Joe Messina. It's always a pleasure to sit in for Joe, especially as he's doing his civic duty for the school board and making America's kids great again. You could find me at Whiskey Politics. Just type in Whiskey Politics, Dave Sussman. You can find me everywhere. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at David Sussman, and of course at The Range Broadcasting Network and Ricochet.com, where you could watch our shows. And please subscribe to us at YouTube. So I teased this hour's discussion point, at least for the first 45 minutes of this hour. I want to discuss what's happening in the world of journalism. This is no news to you. Journalism is broken. It's a disaster. We are now, in essence, learning our news from, I think it was Ben Shapiro that said that the New York Times is now the equivalent of Teen Vogue magazine. Okay, that the children are in essence creating what we learn. And it is all through an activist lens. It is all through a journalist school, recent graduate, idealistic, leftist, Marxist, totalitarian, groupthink, politically correct, Black Lives Matter lens. And it is very, very rare to find something otherwise, unless you go to the one or two places, outside of talk radio, of course. But the one or two places on mainstream media now is Fox News, which is right of center. It isn't, I wouldn't call it conservative. You've got some great people there. You've got Bret Baier. Tucker has just been on a tear the past month. I've been watching his stuff on YouTube. He's fantastic. His opening monologues have been absolutely hit on spot. So, and then you've got the opinion page of the Wall Street Journal. That's what people point to. You've got Fox News. You've got the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, they've got CNN and MSNBC and NBC and CBS and ABC and the Washington Post and the New York Times and the LA Times and the Chicago Trib. And the list goes on and 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 on. Are you as amazed as I am, ladies and gentlemen, that we are still relatively a 50-50 country, 53-47, 52-48, depends upon go back and forth, the ebb and the flow, with basically everybody being indoctrinated and all of your friends and family that are basically coming down and their entire argument is Orange Man bad and he's a racist and he has a bad heart. I heard that last week. And, you know, and you're sitting there and you're just like, do I really want to engage? Do I have the energy? And no, we don't have the energy because we are exhausted by being pummeled again and again. It's like if you're in the ocean and you're just coming up to breathe and another wave hits you. It's another story. Don't you think that is by design, ladies and gentlemen? Don't you think that their MO, their modus operandi, is to tire you out to the point where you just say, F it, I'm done. I can't anymore. Especially those people that are not in love with the man who is the president. They just like his policies. There's a lot of people out there, folks. You may love Donald Trump. You may love his tweets. You may love the way that he talks to everybody. But a lot of people don't. And a lot of those people do like his economic policies. They do like his judges. They do like his regulatory reform. They do like the border security. They do like the things that he stands for. So they're going after him. And the problem we have right now is that you're only looking at the news through the lens of such as the New York Times. And it is now the New York Times that is back on its heels because of Barry Weiss. You know Barry Weiss. She just resigned. She was the editor over at the Opinion page. And in her resignation letter, and by the way, Barry Weiss is no conservative. She's probably left of center. She just isn't a crazy leftist. And in her resignation letter, I'm going to read to you that she sent. We've got 1 minute here, so I might have to get to this in just a couple of moments. But real quickly, that Twitter is not on the masthead of the New York Times, but Twitter has become its ultimate editor. Think about that for a minute. That the blue check marks on Twitter are informing you what is going on in the world. And if you've ever spent, hopefully you haven't because it's toxic and cancerous and disgusting, any time on Twitter whatsoever, you know that these people are insane. They spend their entire lives tweeting at each other. And what comes up as quote-unquote controversial in the minds of this select group, this handful of blue checkmark journalists, is what becomes story 1, 2, and 3. So I want to talk about how maybe, is there a way for us to save journalism? I don't know right now. It really, I think, depends upon a lot what happens in the November election. So I'm going to have my good friend here after the break, Amanda Head, my former co-host over at America's Voice News. She is the Hollywood conservative, and I'm delighted to have her back on the show here. She's joined me here before, and don't go away, folks, because this is going to be great. Amanda's fantastic. I'll be right back. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair on the Salem Radio and GCN Network. It is always so good to be with you, and I think we're on six or seven television stations tonight. And we'll, of course, replay this, and we'll find it up on YouTube tomorrow over at Whiskey Politics, where you can find me and all of my mind-bending, maybe mind-numbing shows. We're talking about journalism right now, and there is no better person than I know to talk about all of this, and a good friend, my former co-host over at America's Voice News, the Hollywood conservative Amanda Head. Welcome back, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you as well. I was just ranting for about 15 minutes or so, talking about the Barry Weiss resignation letter over the New York Times, and she was essentially stating, and again, she is no conservative. Okay, she's a left of center, kind of middle of the road, moderate on some issues, and she was, you know, she was essentially attacked because of the Tom Cotton's editorial that came out. You remember, from the senator from Arkansas, and she is suggesting that the New York Times, the New York Times, is run by people on Twitter. Are we at that point now, Amanda, where essentially our mainstream media now has come down to a few blue check marks?
Yeah, you know, I used to say that the fall of mankind was going to be with the advent of the Internet. But I think we might have been okay as civilization with just the Internet if we didn't have social media. As far as Twitter and its influence on the New York Times, of course, across every social media platform, you have liberals who scream the loudest, and Facebook actually is predominantly conservative as opposed to Twitter, which is predominantly liberals, supposedly. But what you have is an instance of empty barrels making the most noise. And that also ties in with cancel culture. People on the left, these fringe elements of the left, who truly are empty barrels, but they are making the most noise. And what is unfortunate is we are seeing in our generation, and Dave, it's something surreal for you and I to witness, because we are actually in journalism and news media. What's incredible to see is that journalism used to be driven by the news. It used to be driven by what was happening in the United States of America. It used to be driven by you know, what was happening on the ground, which was actually happening in cities and in states, and obviously in our nation's capital. And what we are seeing now is a paradigm shift where you have journalism attempting to influence the people. So you've actually reversed the course, and you have, you know, what used to be downstream is now upstream. And so journalists, people at the New York Times, and I use that term journalism loosely, especially as it pertains to publications like the New York Times, but what you are seeing is, you know, they seem to be speaking out of one side of their mouth, while they are, you know, they know what the truth to be across America, and yet they are consistently either outright lying by, there are three ways to lie. I was reading a book in psychology, lying by distortion, lying by omission, or lying by exaggeration. And they utilize one of those three ways of lying because they are actively trying to sway public opinion. They did it in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, and they're doing it now in 2020 with Donald Trump. They are trying to make what isn't true, true.
I think your point is absolutely proven here by the resignation letter from Barry Weiss. I want to just read a couple sentences here because it validates everything that you just said. She said, stories are chosen and told in a way that satisfy the narrowest of audiences rather than to allow a curious public to read about the world and draw their own conclusions. I was always taught that journalists were charged with writing the first rough draft of history. Now, history itself is one more ephemeral thing molded to fit the needs of a predetermined narrative. We see that, don't we, Amanda? I mean, you know, Black Lives Matter and everything else that have just been, you know, saddled on all of us the past few weeks. And if you dare speak out against it in some way to say, hold on a minute, as Barry Weiss did, you're called a Nazi or a bigot or a xenophobe.
Yeah, and it's not just a predetermined narrative. It is a predetermined or pre-desired outcome. They are no longer writing and reporting to reflect what's happening right now. They are writing to reflect what they are hoping to happen. And it's incredibly destructive. And to what Barry Weiss was talking about in her article, and I saw someone this morning, a woman who is a former executive editor at New York Times, defending the New York Times against Barry Weiss's allegations. And she said, oh, Barry, you know, she's just a, you know, a junior opinion columnist, like, you know, basically denigrating Barry Weiss. And that's fine. But then you have to take into account the way that the left treats people on their own side. And Barry Weiss was neither left nor right. She was pretty much down the center, which was her fault, because centrism is not allowed at the New York Times. You have to be all the way to the left. And if someone comes out and starts making allegations like this, just like we've seen with every liberal or Democrat or Hollywood person who has been accused of a sexual crime, then they will rip your reputation to pieces. And that's what you're starting to see. You're seeing these people in journalism. And people in journalism, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, the heydays of journalism, people stuck together in the media. And we are in a new age where, Dave, you and I are constantly critical of the left-wing media in this country. And it's because they deserve it.
Yeah.
It's appalling to see, and when you look at it from a 30,000 foot view and consider the implications that this will have on our history, it's appalling, and it's incumbent upon folks like you and I, Dave, and everyone else in our conservative, you know, news sphere, to continue calling these people out, to continue reporting the news. And Dave, you and I both, when we were on air together, I vividly remember one time when you and I were both defending Joe Biden because there were these women making allegations against him saying that, you know, he touched their leg and it made them feel uncomfortable. And you and I both said, ladies, we are in an era of hyper-feminism and women's empowerment. Use your words. You should be able to say to a man, I don't like how that feels. I don't like the way you're making me feel. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are now in this era where, you know, the left, if you step out of line, then you are hashtag canceled.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. And I remember that actually as well. And we were also talking about, you know, the idea of justice and due process and everything else that went along with that.
Yep.
Don't prove a man guilty just because you don't like him. But can you stick through the break? I'd love to get your opinion on what we're seeing politically happening right now.
Sure, let's
yeah.
do it.
Amanda, tell everybody where they can find The Hollywood Conservative.
Sure, it's thehollywoodconservative.us. You can find me, Amanda Head, on Twitter. Yeah, pretty easy.
And you have a great Twitter feed, and you do a lot of stuff, you know, regarding what's going on in our culture. And listen, you and I have said this many times. This comes directly from the mouth of Andrew Breitbart. You know, politics is downstream from culture. Culture is it. And what you're talking about and what we're seeing right now with the silencing of Hollywood conservatives and everything, it's an ongoing issue. And it's something that, you know, it's great to hear your opinion of. So everybody check out Amanda over at The Hollywood Conservative. But we'll be right back because I want to get your opinion on 2020. We'll be right back here. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Twitter says at this time it's limiting the ability to tweet, as well as other actions, to deal with con artists for trying to cheat people out of money trolling for Bitcoin. It's a hack that's impacting a lot of big names.
It is extremely rare to see this many high-profile accounts compromised at the same time.
CNET's Ian Schur.
We're talking about Elon Musk. We're talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about Bill Gates.
It seems to be a money scam. The hacked accounts all contain the same message.
It is this tweet that encourages people to give money to a certain Bitcoin account.
Some experts believe the hackers were able to get into Twitter's infrastructure. 87-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now back at home after a short hospital stay to treat a possible infection. A court spokesperson said she's doing well. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Truth.
And how lucky can one guy be? Well, I'm feeling pretty darn lucky right now because I'm sitting here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here from Whiskey Politics in the chair. And I'm also feeling more than lucky because I've got my old co-host back. The team's back together. The band's back together with Amanda Head from Hollywood Conservative, America's Voice News. And Amanda, I got to get your opinion on all of this. I know you've got opinions. You know, the polls are really not looking good right now, if you believe the polls, which you shouldn't because they're bad polls. But give me just your 30,000-foot take right now on what you're seeing happening with the election for Trump-Biden.
You know, a lot of people are concerned that with coronavirus that is going to damage President Trump's chances at re-election. I'm not completely sure I buy into that narrative because looking at the polls, you know, thinking back this time 4 years ago, when we were just about to begin debate season and we were fully in the throes of polling, the numbers look very similar, if not even more weighted in Hillary Clinton's favor. I still don't put much stock in polls. You know, Rasmussen is one of the polls that I think reflects a little bit more closely public sentiment. And I think that Rasmussen and Pew Research are two of the more reputable polls, because obviously when you see these polls from CBS and ABC and CNN poll, it's just laughable and it's unbelievable that they still pay companies to do that. I don't think that the outcome is going to change in November because of coronavirus, because I think that you have there are a couple different double-edged swords with coronavirus. One of them is, yes, coronavirus has sorely damaged our economy. However, we are seeing those numbers start to tick up again. Another double-edged sword is that this is revealing China to be the malevolent overlord that we have always known them to be. Folks on the conservative side, we've been ranting and raving and warning about China for a very, very long time. Mm. And I think that you have people on the left side of the aisle who are finally waking up to this. And if we can just get information out to them, I was discussing on air today, you know, the relationship between Joe Biden and China compared to the relationship with Donald Trump and China. And there really isn't much of a comparison because Hunter Biden. And around the time that Donald Trump was imposing a travel ban from China was about the same time that Joe Biden literally verbatim called China transparent. He said that he was pleased with how transparent China had been. We all know Joe Biden and his and his son Hunter Biden's squishy relationship with China. But also Joe Biden has never really made any disparaging or aggressive remarks regarding Huawei. That's something that Donald Trump has been very, very strict about. And President Trump is starting to put the pressure on with Hong Kong. And you hate to see that with Hong Kong, because Hong Kong has kind of been this beacon of light in China. But China has mucked things up so poorly in their own country. And now Hong Kong is going to suffer because, you know, Hong Kong, they're a re-exporting company. So what that means is that if they are exporting goods from China to another country, then they are exempt from the tariffs that China, is under.
Right.
But if China exports those goods to Hong Kong, then they avoid those tariffs. But now with what President Trump talked about today, that's not going to happen, and that's going to hurt Hong Kong. It's also going to hurt mainland China, which is the focus of it, because what you will see is you will see these manufacturing companies within China who used to avoid those tariffs by sending them through ports in Hong Kong. They are now going to be moving to other countries that have their own re-exporting relationship with other countries. So it ultimately hurts China. The unfortunate collateral damage is Hong Kong. But you look at President Trump, the way that he has treated China, the way that he has remained strong on putting the pressure on them, and Joe Biden, and it's just unbelievable. But these are the types of things that we have to get the information out. And I don't know how you nail that in the head.
So, yeah, let me ask you that, because let's say your special assistant, Amanda, had to President Trump, and you're there in the Oval Office, you're standing in front of the Resolute desk, and you say, Mr. President, here's what you need to do to communicate to the public. What do you suggest him do right now? I know, I threw that on you. I'm sorry, but... You're one of the smartest people I know in journalism, and you know one of the frustrations that I have, and the reason that I'm asking you this, to give you a moment to think about it, is because I feel like the message is getting mangled through multiple layers of obviously biased media, and sometimes the president is his own worst enemy. Let's be honest about
it. Absolutely, and that's what I was going to say. You know, this time a few years ago, I served for a time as national spokesperson of the nation's largest pro-Trump super PAC. And I was constantly getting asked this question, you know, why does President Trump tweet so much? Do you think he should stop tweeting? And, you know, it's one of those things that should he stop tweeting? Absolutely not. Is there a better way to say things? Absolutely. And if I had the president's ear, practically every sentence that comes out of his mouth, the first thing I would say is remove the I's from your language. Remove it from your lexicon. Even when you're saying something that you did, even if it's an executive order that Donald Trump fought for, that Donald Trump pushed around his advisors, finally got them to agree to it, even if it's something that Donald Trump was solely responsible for, you need to take I out of your vocabulary and replace it with my administration or the United States of America. So that's the number one thing that I would tell him. But there are so many times when I'm listening to him, and he makes excellent points, but he's just brash about it. And unfortunately, for people who aren't used to dealing with New Yorkers, aren't used to dealing with people who speak in terms of, in these types of terms, it's very hard for people to stomach that. And I understand that, and I empathize with that. However, we live in a day and age in America where people, you know, the president is not your shrink. If you need someone to say things in a way that makes you feel better, go hire a shrink. Go to therapy. But you don't need that from the president of the United States. So I not only would tell Donald Trump that, but I would also say to the American people, we have grown so very soft. And if you can't look past a few harsh words or a few words worded harshly to get to the meat of an argument or to pick the flesh off of the bone of an issue, then maybe that's your problem, too.
I think it is a problem, and it's frustrating me more than anything, because, and I was saying this in the first hour, I know a lot of people that really, they have a palatable disdain for the man. And I even know conservatives that feel this way, but I like his politics, I like his policies, I like his economic policies, they're good for the country, it was proven up until COVID, everything was swimmingly, you know. But why do I just, and I think, here's my concern, this is my worry,
that the left are effectively turning this into, this is a decision about Trump, the man, not the policies. And
yeah.
We're not comparing it to Joe Biden. He can keep him in the bunker and try and find a way to not have him debate. This is about how much you despise the man. Does that worry you?
Yeah, and the enemy of our country going forward with Donald Trump, the enemy of a good level of governance from a federal standpoint, the enemy of basically American society is political correctness. And what did George Carlin say? Political correctness is fascism pretending to be manners. President Trump obviously has a lack of manners, and it's true. I might, you know, at some point, if I was standing there in his Oval Office, I might try to switch out his chapstick with glue stick. But we again have grown so squishy.
Is that an Alabama term?
No, that's an Amanda term.
I love it. I haven't heard that.
But, you know, what we are essentially facing is a faction of America who, like you were just alluding to, they only absorb CNN, they only absorb MSNBC, and unless we as conservatives, unless we as the quote-unquote silent majority stop being silent, these people aren't going to learn anything. And I know this because I have seen it in practical terms in my own life. Friends of mine who are liberals, and let me tell you, the best way to frame an argument, the best way to throw facts at a liberal
30 seconds.
Is to say to them, well, what do you think about the fact that black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been in history? And what do you think about the fact that President Trump imposed these sanctions and expelled diplomats from Russia? How does that buy into, you know, X, Y, and Z that you believe? How do you feel about this? And it's a very subliminal and polite way of dropping knowledge on them without attacking them. And a lot of times you might make a lot more headway than if you were just pounding them with facts, sending them Twitter tweets, and sending them videos on YouTube.
Brilliant, as always. Amanda, tell everybody where to find you real quick.
Thank you, Dave. TheHollywoodConservative.us. That's me online, and then on Twitter, at Amanda Head, Instagram, The Hollywood Conservative, basically just The Hollywood Conservative anywhere.
My good friend, Amanda, you are just a light in a sea of darkness. Thank you so much for everything that you do and continue doing, and we'll have you on again down the road, and, you know, once this whole thing is over, I'd love to get together with you and, you know, reconnect again, because this has just been way too long. All right, my friend? Thanks for joining us tonight, and folks, I'll be back after the break here. I'm going to be talking a little bit about UTLA. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
In the chair in hour number two at Realside Radio across the fruited planet, GCN and Salem Radio Network, 73 stations as well as 7 television stations. And, of course, you can find us on therealside.com. And if you hit realside.com/watch, you can watch us live right now and chat with some of the most, well, the best radio listeners in all of America. Hey, chat room, how you guys doing? So, just had Amanda on. We were just talking about what's going on in the newsrooms. But before that, I went off. I had a rant because I am absolutely furious about what we're seeing happening right now in the city of Angels in reference to the children being held hostage by UTLA. And I made a point stating that this is a Marxist approach to get leftist gimmies pushed through, such as getting rid of the charter schools, no more competition, getting rid of the police. This is incredible. And I asked you, I said, if you got something to say about this, especially if you are an LA Unified school teacher, give us a phone call. And we have an LA Unified school teacher on the line. We're just going to call him Anonymous. I know the teachers union is powerful. Welcome to the show, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for giving us a call. So, based upon, you know, what I'm looking at right now, do you concur with my and a lot of people's perspective that this is, in essence, the UTLA holding the children hostage for leftist causes?
I absolutely, you know, agree with you 100%. Being a member of that horrible union myself, I can tell you personally that some of the mandates that they want, some of the demands that they're asking for, it's more than just the closing of the charter schools and the shutting down of the police. It's Medicare for all, run health care, a statewide wealth tax, housing for the homeless fully funded, financial support for undocumented students and families, a federal bailout because of the CARES and HEROES Act didn't provide enough money that they needed and everybody fell short. It's everything other than what would be best for the child.
So that's incredible to me. Everybody that I'm hearing, scientists, pediatricians, everybody, unless you're watching the pre-selected folks over at MSNBC and CNN, are saying that the kids need to be back in school. So are they putting their politics over the benefit and the health of the kids right now?
The argument the whole time is that it's for the benefit of the children and making sure that they're safe. But then when you look at the arguments that they pose, I think it's the everything that's contrary to that. And ultimately, as we experienced from the end of the last semester with the online experience, it's not beneficial for students to be in front of the TV, in front of technology for that long. I teach high school. High school 9th through 12th graders are semi-independent. If you have kids who are K through 8, they need assistance. How about the parents who are single-parent families? How about the parents who have special needs children who need additional assistance for their student? What's going to happen to those students? I just don't understand the reasoning behind it. If they're saying it's to keep people safe, I think they're doing the contrary. New York just had a study come out where they asked the people who had contracted the COVID, where are they coming from? And it's in these packed housing urban communities, and it's obvious, and we're sending our kids and keeping them in those environments, and it's going to do much more harm, I believe, than the good that they say it's going to do.
We've got Anonymous. He is a high school teacher in the U.S., the LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District, and the union this week essentially just shut down, going back to school, unless their demands were met, which are a whole series, a litany of leftist demands. Let me ask you, you're here on the radio. This is a nationwide show, 73 stations. You can't say your name. Are you concerned that the union will come after you or fight you in some way? Because I've heard from a lot of teachers that I know personally that say they think the kids should be back in school, but they're afraid of the union.
Yeah, I you know what, Dave, to be honest, keeping it anonymous is the best way to do it with the union, because they have very powerful allies, as you well know. And the leftist cause and the way the left does their business nowadays would be very harmful, not only to my personal experience, but my family's as well. So keeping it anonymous is the best way. But, yes, do I believe that they would come after? Absolutely. And there's not a lot of people who think like me. You know, I'm one of those rare birds on a campus that thinks opposite of what the flock usually thinks, which, you know, in today's day and age makes it very dangerous for one.
So what are we looking at for LAUSD? Is it the largest school district in the nation or the second largest?
Second largest, and what was announced the other day by our superintendent is that at least through the fall semester, which you know carries us through the November election season, we're going to be online absolutely 100%. Now, what's going to happen, Dave, is that the other smaller districts across the state, which have already decided to open in some hybrid fashion or some other form, they're going to start looking at what the large districts are doing, and my fear now is that those smaller districts are going to do the same thing as L.A., and they will go to online 100% as well. And once again, my concern is for the single-parent families, parents of special needs individuals, and the fact that students need to have interaction with not only adults, the teachers, but other students as well. And to be real honest with you, Dave, my magic is done in the classroom face-to-face with my students, not online through a Zoom meeting.
What options do you have? Because when you take a look and you dig into the weeds, it says the union says that 80% voted to shut down, to not reopen. 80%. Are those real numbers? And if so, I mean, there's just, I mean, you're done, right? There's no arguing with them.
Yeah, the 80%, I believe, was a survey they did. I'm not positive about that, but I think it was a limited sample survey, and that's what it comes from. But I can tell you just from my experience, there's many who are in education who don't mind it being shut down, who don't mind it being closed. As much as they say they want to be with the kids, and they do, their health and their fear for their safety is number one, and that is going to override what the health and the welfare of the child is going to be, unfortunately.
So are there any remedies to this?
As what I can see right now for this, I don't see a remedy, to be honest with you. We can protest, parents can protest, but I don't see with Governor Newsom and his new edicts that he's passed down in the last couple of days as well. I think it solidifies their position, actually. And as you'd been mentioning earlier, I think these are some of those tactics that are used on the left. I've been told I'm cynical for saying it, but I think they want to push this through the election because it's the only way that they'll get mean orange man out of office. And this is what they have to do. And so they'll continue to go on this path.
Teachers like you must be few and far between, Anonymous. And, what's really concerning to me, and you said that this may be spreading in other counties. I'm in a different county from LAUSD. My youngest is supposed to be starting high school next month, and they seem to have a game plan here, but every day I get a text from them, and I'm almost afraid to look at this point, that they're going to follow suit. Is this something that... Do you think it's going to, as a teacher, and you've got high school kids, so similar to my age, my youngest anyway, is this something that you think is damaging long term for the kids?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our kids have missed out already on half a year of the social interaction experiences that schools provide. Now they're going to miss another, so that's a full year now of those social interactions at a time when we all agree most critical for young people, because that's when they're developing. They need to develop those social skills of interaction, of dealing with others, of feeling frustration and overcoming it. All those things are gained through interactions with not only teachers but other students as well. And that is completely lost. You cannot replicate that no matter how good you do on an online platform. You can't replicate that on a computer.
Why? We've got 2 minutes here. Anonymous, why is it that the UTLA and the teachers, the American Federation of Teachers, it's I think the second largest union in the country, why are they so left?
Wow, that is a great question. But, Dave, it's the over, it's academia. Academia has been overrun by the left. As you've talked about many times before, our major institutions, the institutions that we are crying about racial injustice, are all controlled by the left. Hollywood is controlled by the left. The media is controlled by the left. Academia is controlled by the left. Major corporations and technology are controlled by the left. It is a top-down. It's something they've been working on systematically, I believe, for many years now. And right now we are in the midst of the worst storm we have ever seen in terms of this. We've been able to fight back in the past. But right now there's a prevailing storm that no matter how conservative you may be, it's an ugly, ugly weather pattern that's out there in terms of political.
Well, in our last minute here, Science Magazine concurs with you. They said continued closures risk scarring the life chances of a generation of young people. And that was signed by pediatrics, pediatricians, child health all across the globe. They say the kids need to get back in school. And what UTLA has done this week is essentially they have put a ransom on our kids. And Anonymous, what you're telling us is that, from the front lines there, that this is going to have a detrimental impact on our kids, on our children. And we should be looking beyond politics. But, after listening to what you're saying right now, there's not really a remedy. There's not really a way for you to fight back. I got to tell you, that's devastating. That's really depressing the heck out of me, man.
It really is. It really is, Dave.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it is the situation as it is.
Anonymous, high school teacher in LAUSD, thank you so much for sharing your insight of what is going on. I'll be back here for our third and final hour here after the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here in the chair. Thanks.